Ladies and gentlemen, the Firesign Theater is proud to present,
for your edification,
the downright awe-inspiring, never-before-witnessed historical pageant,
Thanksgiving, or
Pass the Indian, Please, or
None of the Above.
Now, over on this side, we have some settlers and pilgrims and merchants and trappers, all dressed funny in funny hats and buckled shoes, and the soldiers in armor.
Just folks! And on the other side, we have some Indians, all painted up fine and looking like Currier and Ives.
Guardians of this sacred land.
In between, this bounteous feast, untouched as yet by hand of man.
Yum, yum, yum!
The leader of the white men speaks.
Let's womp them Indians,
he says.
We Indians, as usual, not saying anything.
Don't say anything.
A typical scene, folks, one which will be repeated thousands of times.
In the thousands of times.
To come.
Except
this first one was different.
Why did this first one have to be different?
It didn't seem different at first.
One of the soldiers walked over to one of the Indians and throttled him. Well, you can bet that made the folks in the Buckley shoes proud as punch.
Manifest destiny,
said the captain of the ship.
That Indian is good and dead,
said the minister's wife.
A dead Indian is good,
countered the dragoon.
The only good Indian is a dead Indian,
cleverly rejoined a little boy.
And they all applauded.
And they were going to let the little boy eat the Indian's heart.
Yum, yum!
When someone,
I think it was the archbishop,
remembered that they were Christians.
And eating an Indian's heart doesn't really sound like something Christ would do.
The Indian didn't say anything because,
of course,
he was dead.
Good heavens,
exclaimed the chief of the Indians.
These people aren't friendly.
Depends on what you mean by friendly,
said the medicine man.
Depends on what you mean by people,
said the chief, and he shot an arrow at the soldier, but it bounced off the soldier's armor.
Said the minister's wife, raising her Buckley musket.
Bang! Said the musket.
And a couple more Indians fell dead, clutching their intestines,
which spilled out on the ground.
Well, folks, that pretty much got things going.
Yep, there was a good deal of shooting.
And dodging behind trees.
And skulking and so on.
And the Indians killed a few settlers.
And the settlers killed lots of Indians.
And the feast was still untouched.
And it looked as if America was to be made safe for no one.
When?
All of a sudden, a very strange and unprecedented thing happened.
What happened was,
all the pilgrims turned into Africans.
Zow! Like that?
Yeah. All the white people turned into black people.
Now, you may think that this occurrence amazed and befuddled the Indians.
Not so.
Because the Indians had all turned into Asians.
Well, this was quite a turn of events.
I'm black all over,
said Goody Proctor.
So they burned her as a witch.
We felt bad about it thereafter.
When we realized we were all black, too.
Over on the other side of the table,
things weren't exactly crystal clear either.
I'm upside down,
cried the chief.
The loon sleeps on the sea,
mused the medicine man.
To which the chief replied,
you know, I actually understand what you mean.
Well, folks, a funny thing happened.
The pilgrims took off their buckles and they started dancing and painting themselves.
And the Indians contemplated a lot.
And a few days later, someone,
I think it was the minister,
said,
what about that war we were having?
Hear, hear,
said the rest of the Africans.
What were we fighting about?
We were going to take their land,
said someone.
Unthinkable,
said the brothers.
And besides,
said someone else,
what do you mean their land?
Well, soon all the people began to meet socially.
And predictable hanky-panky took place amongst the younger folk.
And everything got sort of blended together.
And one day, they all looked around and there was
nothing
but
Indians. That's right, folks.
Nothing
but
Indians.
You see?
And here comes the punchline.
The definition of an Indian is
a white man
who becomes a black man,
who becomes a brown man,
who becomes a red man,
and who becomes a white man,
who becomes a black man,
who becomes a brown man.
Now, some may say that that's an oversimplification.
Yo, dude, that's an oversimplification.
But it's better than killing people.
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Well,
it is.
Yeah,
it seems better than killing people.